content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in... That's your problem.
Hello, everybody, and thank you very, very much for tuning in to Spiritually Raw. Right back at you. Happy day to you. Happy day to you. We got an amazing show. Hey, don't forget, if you want to check us out, and we'll always check us out here on Mondays and Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio, and then also around the world over 100 of the largest online platforms out there, right? So check us out there, and don't forget, if you would like to be a guest and have your message heard to all of these different wonderful networks, all you have to do is go to spirituallyraw.com and fill in your information, and we will get back with you. And also, don't forget to get a copy of your free book, Interview Secrets to Interview Riches. And I did that
and
without a script.
You did all that without a script.
Without a script. Wasn't that pretty impressive?
You got about half of it right, but it's a good
start. It's like five
story.
Little things there.
Yeah. It's a good start.
Well, you're staring at me the whole damn time. I mean, I'm trying to like get it right. It's like
the evil eye.
Listen, can we talk about our guest more importantly?
I would love to, because this one's going to be fun. Billie Jean.
All right.
Now, Billie Jean has seen spaceships. She's heard the noise. I don't know what the noise is, but we're going to find out. She also has small characters at her place. They're approximately 4 feet tall, white, with big eyes. And recently she had a benevolent entity in her home that's about 8 feet tall. She also speaks with her, quote, council members on a regular basis. Billie Jean offers healing in all aspects for humans who would like to heal and ascend to a higher level. This also applies to animals, horses, dogs, cats, farm animals, etc. She doesn't care. She sees and feels the power within and would like to share this gift with everybody. She loves to talk about her star brothers and sisters, who, you know what, some may just call aliens, but according to her, they're not. Billie also does native healing, drumming, and honoring Mother Earth and the universe. When doing healing on humans, she can tell where their pain is and what's going on at a higher level. Now, Billie claims she walks between both worlds, we'll see, and she's also very in tune with who she is. She's a spiritual communicator, no surprise there, mentor and author of Quiet Whispers, Lessons from the Animal World, My Best Friends, The Awesome Life of Animals.
All right, let's welcome Billie Jean to the show, everybody. Billie Jean, how are you?
She has an exciting little life.
Fantastic, thank you.
Yeah. So let's get right to it, if that's okay. So you've seen spaceships, right? So where did you see these spaceships at?
At various places where I'm working. I'm also a consultant in the oil and gas industry. So I go to various different locations and stuff like this, and I've seen one up in northern Alberta. And it's actually quite amazing because it just covers the whole sky.
Did you take a picture?
They're fairly big. No. Never took a picture.
Did anybody else see these spaceships with you?
No. The only time that a person can is when you're vibrating to a higher frequency.
Okay. So speaking of frequency, gotcha. when you say April was mentioning about you heard the noise, what exactly is that noise?
Oh, that noise is just like a big humming.
Where's that coming from? The spaceship?
Yes. Oh. Yes, most definitely.
When you go,
yeah,
wait, like that, right? So when they almost something like that. So when you actually or see them come over, do they hover over you, or are they actually just kind of cruising by and you just catch them as they're, you know, driving, if you would?
No, some hover, and then some you'll see a swift light, and then it's gone.
So how long have you been seeing these for?
I've been seeing them for the last, I'd say, 6 years.
6 years, wow.
How many do you think you've seen?
I have seen probably about three.
That's a lot over the course of 6 years. How come we haven't seen any yet?
We probably have. We may not have noticed.
No, I always look up, and I haven't seen anything.
Well, maybe stop looking, and then you'll be able to see them. You know what I mean? Like, don't try so hard.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you very much. Let's give her a round of applause for that.
Okay, all right.
See that? I can lend out some wisdom there. Okay, so
why do you think, are they trying to tell you something?
They always are, yes. They give you messages. And also my Council of Five, they also give me messages. And then if there's a special message that I am to give someone and or relate to, that I must do.
So,
it's just part of my whole journey.
So I want to get back to what you just said. You said they give you messages. My first question to you is, how do you receive those messages? Do they come telepathically? Does something come down to you and actually physically talk to you?
No, telepathically.
Telepathically. And did you say something about a Council of Five?
Yes, Council of Five.
Who's on the board? Who's on this council board of five?
There's different entities. There's three different kinds of groups within that one group.
Wait a minute. So there's are you saying there's like 15? There's three different groups with five entities in each group?
No, there's one entity for each group. So there's five of them. So there's five entities like with different groups. Like one could be the Arcturians. One could be the Palladians, and there's different ones.
Now, being a consultant in the oil and gas industry, do any of your working mates know about what you do, this other side of you?
Yes, some of them do, but the way I approach it, you really, like, you know, you feel the energy of that person, and then once you begin talking, then they start opening up, and, you know, they're very acceptable to your opinions and your thoughts. They may not believe it, but they're opening up is basically as we're moving into a higher consciousness.
I think Jay was wondering, do they think you're crazy?
Oh, probably some do, but that's okay.
What do you care, right? I mean, who cares, right? I mean, okay, so
yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Well, when you came into this planet, okay, so just looking back at what you, some notes here, that you knew that you did not belong to your blood family, that was wrong. So is that correct? And if that's true, who do you belong to?
Well, I find my own tribe pretty much wherever I go. You can take yourself, for example, and just people that are like-minded. When I was growing up there, my mom had always said, oh, you're too sensitive, you're too this, you're too that. And you know what? And then after I embraced my gift, I know that, you know what, it's all good. And that's who I've become on this spiritual journey that I am on.
Right on.
Were you offended when people would say you're too this and you're too that? Did it hurt your feelings at all? Or were you like, you know what, screw you, I'm going to live my life how I want to?
Well, you know what, when I was younger, it probably did play a little bit of a role, but up to this date, no, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
So,
Yeah,
no, I totally agree with you there. So these small characters in your home, who are they or what are they?
They're called the Greys, and they're benevolent as well.
Wait, there's a lot of controversy over the Greys because some people say they're malevolent, some people say they're benevolent. So what is the truth? What are they really?
Well, her version is benevolent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or are they both?
Well, mine, the ones that are at my place, as I set up my teepee, I created a portal. So therefore, when I first seen them, my three Rottweilers had seen them. And then I seen them outside.
So wait a minute.
Now, here's a kicker.
Wait, I got to go back. You have a teepee?
But I want to hear the kicker.
How many people do you know have a teepee?
Well, we just found one. We're talking to her right now. So.
Oh, man.
Come on, Billie Jean, take all of this seriously. It's really important. All right. Let's.
Yeah. So you built the teepee and the Greys came. Okay, am I with you so far?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Okay.
So what they do is come through the portal and they come through my yard. They know that, you know, they're not afraid of me. I'm not afraid of them. So they go. And what they do is see what other humans are doing. and then I guess they go back to their place, right?
So,
hold that thought. We got to take a quick break and get a word from our sponsor, More with Billie Jean, when we get back. Everybody, don't go anywhere.
It is my pleasure to introduce you to Billie Jean, certified in NLP and Reiki Master. Billie Jean's unique approach to drumming and native healing, as well as her coaching and mentoring, provides a deep healing in animals and humans. It is Billie Jean's mission to connect you to Mother Earth, because really, isn't that what it's all about? You will notice a tremendous difference in the spirit energy around you immediately following your session with Billie Jean. So to book your session or for rates, contact Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com. And that's Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com.
The year is 2021, and the world finds itself under the direct control of an unquantifiable, unidentifiable, stealthy satanic conspiracy, whose goal is nothing short of snatching the souls of everyone. Get your copy of Terry L. Cook's riveting new sci-fi novel, The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, and get lost in a tale of planned calamities engineered by a secretive cabal intent on preparing the world for the arrival of its demonic alien master. While the hellish chaos begins to extend globally, only a very few are aware that Earth has entered its final hour. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, grabs hold of your conscience and doesn't let up until the very last page has been read. And even then, it leaves you wanting more. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator is available now in either paperback or Kindle formats from DukeOfHell.com. Buy it now at DukeOfHell.com. That's DukeOfHell.com. Get your copy today at DukeOfHell.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much. We are with Billie Jean, and I know you had a question before we went to break, yeah?
Yes, her teepee portal.
Okay, teepee portal, go.
Now, did you build this teepee? Was the intention of it to create a portal, or was the portal a byproduct, just happened to come along with the teepee?
When you build a teepee, it does create a portal. My teepee is meant to help heal humans and animals and stuff like that. And you go do meditation and stuff in it. And it was just by chance. And when the person raised their vibration more than these star brothers and sisters, I like to call them, they come on down and they give you messages and so forth.
Okay, so. Billie Jean, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay. So, and then I've got some really tall entities in my home. And I had a fella looking after my place and my dogs. And I says, well, phone him up one day. And I says, did anything happen? You see anything? Yeah. He said, you know what? He said, I was laying there and my eyes were open. And this entity was about 7 feet tall, was standing over me and watching me.
What?
So it didn't scare him, because he's open to that kind of the star brothers and sisters, right? So on the other hand, when he started bringing in people of different sorts that weren't proper, that were coming to my home, but these entities got rid of them, and they couldn't figure out why, because my home is very protected
by the star bros.
So. Yes.
And sisters.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and that's, it's actually really amazing.
Yeah,
obviously.
Think.
So when these visitors visit you, are you saying that, are they like in an ethereal type of form, or do they come down and like they have body and you see their full enchilada?
You can see the outline of their body, but not their, not the full features.
So are the grays how they are portrayed? I mean, do they have the big black eyes and the big head and the skinny little body and the long fingers?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Really? Wow. That's a first.
That's a different perspective, right? Okay, right on. Right on.
Okay.
Hey, I want to shift gears here with you a second, Billie Jean, if I may, because I know there's a lot to talk about with you, but so little time to talk about it in. Let's talk about the animal communication. So tell me a little bit about that. How do you because you do healings on animals and you work with animals. How did, like, paint that picture for me. So how does that even work?
Okay, first of all, I clear myself of any energy that's around me or surrounded or I've been surrounded by. I clear myself totally and completely. So it's for the highest good of that animal. I'll take my sister's horses, for example. There's three of them. So all I do is I clear myself and I ask for my masters to come in and assist me because all your energy work comes through spirit. So anyways, they were all standing there and the more the energy got going, the more they huddled up together. And this one horse's name was Soda Rose. My sister had never told me about her name nor the stuff that she had went through and the trauma and whatnot. And after I was finished, I could tell my sister, okay, this is her name. This is what happened to her at the vet clinic and so forth. They just talk to you. They always do.
How do you know, though, that you're getting the right, I mean, because they can't really, no one can confirm what they're really telling you, right? So how do you know if you're really getting the right information from them?
Because everything I had heard from Soda, my sister had told me after the fact.
Oh, so that's how you got your confirmation.
Yes.
So with everything going on literally today as we speak, and since you have this personalized counsel, did they inform you of anything that was either going to happen, what's happening, or what will be happening in our not-too-distant future?
Okay. What will be happening as far as I see and from far as what they see is this is a total reset for humanity. We've been taken and taken and taken and not enough given back.
So I like it. I like what you're saying. And what is their definition of resetting? What does that mean exactly?
Resetting Gaia, which is Mother Earth, and also the above star brothers and sisters, the entities, the creator, have had seen enough of the turmoil, the hatred, the wars, the frustrations. It's time to get back to the roots of things, to the roots of who are you really.
How's that going to occur? Like, in what way? I mean, because you have Hollywood that, you know, is always tainting your mind. So, I mean, is there going to be like a global shift to things that are projected on television? Like, how's this going to play out? How are they going to roll this message out on a global scale?
Well, the coronavirus that's going around, that was man-made. It is... as far as the messages that I'm getting, and that is to offset humanity, put them in a place of fear while they're doing other deeper things. And I mean, the other people that are doing it are the people within that think they have the control over humanity. Humanity's had enough of that, and so have the Star Brothers and Sisters. They're tired of seeing it. We have to come to a place of where there's peace, love, and compassion, and it will happen.
How long?
First of all,
so it's like
we'll
this.
See the darkness.
This is all like cleanup duty, then, right?
Yep.
How long do you think it'll take?
That I would say depends on humanity.
That depends on humanity.
That
just seems like a long time.
Yeah, that could be a long. We might be waiting a very long time.
Hey, so your name?
No,
go ahead.
No, okay.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to know about your name. But you said your name. You had it before. Was it Lisa Booz?
Yes, Lisa Booz. Yeah,
Lisa Booz, and now it's Billie Jean. So you changed it. Did you change it legally, or is that just how you go by?
No, I changed it legally. Actually, and how it come about is I got a message from Spirit. I was at, and this is kind of ironic, but anyways, I was mowing my grass. I got about 6 acres of grass to mow and stuff, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden this voice came into my head, and it says, okay, it's time to change. It's time to change your name. And I'm thinking, I'm going through, okay, what kind of name am I going to give him? Then I come up with Billie Jean. And ever since then that I have changed my name, I have never felt so right in all my words than throughout my entire life.
Go ahead.
This name is a spiritual name, and that name was given to me before I even come here.
Well, hold that thought, because we got to take another quick break, and I'd like to find out who gave you that name before you came here. So,
and what the meaning is.
Yes. And I don't think it has anything to do with the Michael Jackson song. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll find out.
Bring the wisdom and knowledge of William Michael Forbes and his spiritual team into your everyday life with one of the three mediumship courses designed around spiritual enlightenment. There is always someone with us, waiting for us to ask questions and for us to open up our ears and eyes to receive the much-needed guidance and support that this world cannot always provide. Take the journey with William Michael Forbes and explore further, for what your eyes see and your ears hear are but a tiny part of the great and the wonderful mystery of your being. Visit www.williammichaelforbes.com for more information on how to connect with William and embark upon the journey of deliberately connecting with your guides, angels, and other ascended beings. Open the door at www.williammichaelforbes.com. That's www.williammichaelforbes.com. www.williammichaelforbes.com. Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today. Do you have a hard time sharing your thoughts, opinions, feelings, and emotions with those closest to you, or expressing your needs in your romantic relationships? Would you like to create openness and honesty in your closest relationships?
Lynn Everard is a life coach and expert in teaching people how to speak their truth. He is the author of How Speaking Your Truth Could Save Your Life and How It Saved Mine.
It's time to speak your own truth. Connect with Lynn Everard at www.lynneverard.com or email at leverard@lynneverard.com. That's leverard@lynneverard.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so, so much. We are with Billie Jean, who wasn't always Billie Jean, but she knew that she was going to be Billie Jean before she came over here. So let's find out about that. So how did you know before you came into this earth? Okay, was that the aliens? All right, so how did you know before you came to this earth that your name was going to be Billie Jean?
Before I came, I did know, but as a human, as being in a human body and being down here on Mother Earth, we tend to forget and we don't acknowledge that we know what we're here for until you start working on yourself. And the reason the name came about is because my higher self had mentioned it, as well as my spirit guides.
Okay. So you walk between two worlds. How exactly do you do that?
Really simple. I can be out here pipelining or whatever, but yet I can still, if I wanted to go visit my mom, I can do that. If I want to go to the higher realm, I can do that. But yet my body's still here. I've been through in the past, many, many moons ago, through a lot of sexual abuse and stuff like this, and you've learned to get yourself out of that body. So therefore, it enhanced my ability to do what I'm doing now.
So you can actually now do that consciously?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
All right, Billie Jean, we just got a few moments here left in the show. So your book, The Awesome Life with Animals, can you tell us a bit about that? And also how our audience can get a hold of you, not only to buy your book, but also if they'd like to book a session with you, which it sounds like they're probably going to want to book a session with you for human and animal healing.
the reason it took me about 2 years to write that book. A lot of tears, a lot of hurt, as my animals are my closest friends. And they, I see them as pure and compassionate with a beautiful heart and spirit and soul. Then, therefore, I was raised with animals all my life. And I just got to be to the point where I was in tune with them all the time. And as I grew more and more spiritually and let go of a lot of the other baggage, I could get in tune with my animals. So I've learned a lot of lessons from them, and they've taught me a lot.
Right on, right
on. I love animals.
I do too, I do too. And I'm so glad you too, Billie Jean. That's always, how can you not like anybody that loves animals?
Unless you're sick and twisted, demanding mother humper.
Exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, so...
Oh, I know. Those, yeah.
Okay, so where does everybody buy these?
Hopefully there's a place for those people.
There is a place for those people.
A naughty, naughty place.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Yep.
I totally agree.
Yep.
Anyways, they can get a hold of me at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com to make an appointment, and or they can give me a call at 780-518-5665.
Awesome. And then where do they get the book from?
And the book, well, the website that is coming available here shortly, they'll be able to get it off Amazon. And I think it's, there's some other bookstores. I'm not sure which ones they are. Kindredly or?
All right. But for right now, for right now, though, if you got any questions, everybody, it sounds like you can email spiritwalker5678@gmail.com for information about the book and getting a session with Billie Jean. Billie Jean, it is really a privilege and an honor to get to speak with you today. A lot of fun. Thank you very much.
And thank you all very much.
Yeah, you
and
got it.
It'll be a pleasure to help heal the planet and the humans and the animals.
That's
amen
true.
To
That's
that
true.
One.
Amen to that one. All right, everybody, listen. It was a great time today. I hope you enjoyed our guest. We most certainly did on our end.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. Look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out? And I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel the ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. Look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these the end of days? Will we be here to mend our ways?
look up and I see stars came out for.